That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, yesterday, the old fellows started selling stock to raise money for their planned department store. However, all sales stopped when prospective investors realized they'd be in business with 1,000 other partners in a store which heretofore had been able to provide little more than a living for only 2 partners. But Lum was not beaten yet, and he sent Abner out to round up a blackboard and a telegraph key for some new mysterious plan. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, sometimes when you are hurried or tense at mealtimes and a touch of acid indigestion is the result, there's one thing to remember. The sooner you start taking Alka-Seltzer, the faster you can feel better. Yes, Alka-Seltzer offers the kind of prompt, comforting relief for a touch of acid indigestion that's hard to beat. Now, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in 2 ways. First, it can help settle that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. And so you won't be disappointed. Check on your Alka-Seltzer supply now. Remember, your druggist has it by the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. So when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store watching Lum write some figures on the blackboard. Listen.
I wish you could have got a bigger blackboard than this, Abner. I can't hardly get everything I want wrote on this.
Well, I still don't see what you want with it, Lum. Folks are going to think you're touched in the head standing around here drawing pictures on little Pearl's blackboard.
I ain't drawing pictures.
Well, I wish you'd please tell me what you're doing. I thought you said you studied up some big plan to where we could sell all them stock certificates and raise the money for a department store.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Now?
Just wait till you see what I'm printing up here at the top of the board here.
Well, what is it? Let me see. Let me see.
Wait a second. Let me get down.
Can't read plumb through you.
There, now read that.
Let's see. Move over a little. The Pine Ridge Board of Trade.
That's it? What do you think of it?
Well, I think it's fine.
I thought you'd like it.
But what does it mean? You going to trade boards? I don't believe folks are interested in swapping blackboards, Lum.
You want to swap blackboards?
Well, you better not. Don't forget that there belongs to Little Pearl.
Abner, a board of trade is a stock exchange.
Huh?
That's a place where big investors and speculators come to buy and sell shares of stock on the market. It's where big business tycoons get corners on stuff. Like, say, getting a corner on a potatoes.
Well, that's a pretty good trick. All the potatoes I ever seen was round. Ain't no corners on them.
I don't mean them kind of corners. I mean where one feller buys up practically the whole market of some one thing and pushes the price up and sells it and makes millions and thousands of dollars, I think.
You mean like old man Dalton?
Old man Dalton?
Yeah, he sells potatoes down there on the corner. He's got that little stand down there, you know.
Oh, well, I don't mean that.
Of course, I don't think he makes no millions of dollars. He's lucky if he breaks even hardly.
Well, Abner, I'm afraid you don't understand this stock exchange business.
Lum, I ain't going to stand out on the corner all day long selling potatoes.
Well, you don't have to. The idea is this. Me and you are running the Pine Ridge Board of Trade. We've got seats on the stock exchange.
Well, I don't, because I'm glad we get to sit down to do it. I still don't think we're going to sell many of them potatoes, though. Most folks around here grow their own.
We ain't going to sell potatoes.
No, I don't believe we will.
The main thing we're going to sell is stocks in the new Jot'em Down department store.
Well, we tried that yesterday. Never sold them. Potatoes is better than that.
I know, but we'll sell them now. See, what we do is list the price of the stocks on the blackboard here, and then every once in a while the prices go up. Then folks will want to buy it because they can see where they can make some profits off of it.
Well, now, how does the price go up on it?
Well, the way we do that is just run this telegraph key you got for us and get the latest reports that way.
Well, who's sending out them reports? You can't understand all that tapping that comes over the telegraph, can you?
No, I don't need to, because I'm the one that's sending out the report.
Sending them to yourself?
Well, yeah, but nobody needs to know that. It'll look like we're getting reports from New York or some way off place.
Huh.
I got this all figured out, so just don't worry about it.
Well, now, what's all that other stuff you got rolled up there on the board? That wheat and steel and cotton?
Well, them are other stocks we got listed. Them figures there show what they're selling at.
You mean we're going to sell all that other stuff, too?
Oh, yeah. Well,
good.
Not right away we ain't, of course. We more than likely will eventually, though. What we got to do now is to get our board of trade node throughout the country, and then big outfits all over will start listing their stocks with us.
They will, huh?
Oh, yeah. No matter what business you go into, you've got to sort of start at the bottom and work up gradual.
Yeah, well, if we ain't selling that other stuff up there, I don't see what you got it listed down there for.
Well, I don't want folks around here to think we got a little old two-bit stock exchange. Besides that, we can write figures down there that'll show that our stock is the best one to buy.
Oh. Well, now, how do you do that now?
Well, by having the other stocks keep going down all the time while ours is going up.
Well, I still don't see what makes them stocks go up and down. Is it that little telegraph key there that does it?
No, that's just what we get the reports over. What actual makes them change is the bulls and the bears.
Well,
When the bears has got the market, they run the price down.
They do, huh?
Yeah, right now, according to them figures on our board, it looks like the bears has got the wheat.
Wheat? Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, looks like they got the cotton, too, according to our figures.
Bears has got the cotton?
According to the board there, they've got it.
Well, that is too bad. Oh, that's the first time I ever hear to them varmints bothering cotton. Boll weevils is bad, I know that. Just looks like it ain't one thing, it's a half a dozen or something else to ruin the crop.
Well, it ain't hurting us none.
No, I reckon all the cotton's out here done picked anyway. Ain't many bears around here no way.
Well, these bears we got around here in these mountains ain't the kind we're talking about.
No, they must not be, for I never hear to nobody around here complain about bears getting in that cotton. They're awful bad after honey. Now, Grandpap, he'd just plumb give up trying to keep bears. They'd just tear the hives up as fast as the bees could fill them.
Well, these ain't the kind of bears that run loose that way, though. Market bears.
Huh?
The kind that buys cotton and wheat and such as that.
Oh, bears can't buy nothing. They ain't got no money.
Well, no, these around here ain't.
Believe none of them have. It'd look plumb silly to have a bear walk in here and pull out a big roll of bills and want to buy something. I know good and well they couldn't read them figures on that blackboard. No way. It's hard enough for me to do it. I know I'm smart as a bear.
Well, the kind of bears I'm talking about is some of the biggest financials we got in the country. Big capital.
Bears?
Yes, sir. Bears. Bears and bulls both.
Well, live and learn, I reckon.
They've got chairs right there in the market. Buy and sell all day long.
Now, just a minute, and I'll just stop right there, Long.
What's the matter with that?
Well, it's all right for me and you to have seats in here, but I don't want a batch of bears sitting around the store here, running loose, knocking everything over. Them things are dangerous, Long. They'll scratch you to pieces. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to set some bear traps around in here.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It's the only safe thing to do, Long. All right, Dogus, wait a minute. I believe that gives me an idea. Sure, you want to sell other stuff to list on the board there. Why don't we sell that?
Sell what?
Bear meat.
Bear meat?
Yes, sir. We've got the bears. They won't cost us a cent. We can make big profits on that.
Listen, Abner, when I say
we don't even have to go out and hunt for them. They're going to come right here in the store and sit down. Tell you what we can do, Long. We'll set a trap right in front of each chair, see, and we won't look at them when they walk in it. This is the slickest hunting I ever done. I'm glad you thought of this, Long.
Oh, goodness, Abner. It's got to where you don't understand nothing.
Well, I thought I'd done pretty good. We want to raise money for a new department store, and I can't think of no better way to do it. Scarce as meat is. Ain't no telling how high a price we can charge for it. Go ahead, write that down there on the board. Bear meat is going
now,
up.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. I ain't going to do no such
well,
a thing.
Long, think of the money we can make. Get folks start eating bear burgers. Them would be good. Folks will pay anything for meat nowadays. Won't have to charge them no red points, neither. Doggies, we'll do the biggest business we've ever did in here.
All right, now wait right there.
Fried bear steak.
One thing we ain't doing is running a black market.
Black market?
That's exactly what we'd be doing if we sold meat for high prices and not charging no red points.
Oh.
That's the worst one thing we could possible do.
Well, there's a meat shortage.
Yeah, and the black market is one reason there is a shortage. That's where too much of our meat's going right now. Then all them unpatriotic folks that's willing to pay them high prices gets more than their share. And when they do that, there ain't enough left to go around for everybody. If everybody'd play square, we'd have a lot better chance of whipping this meat shortage.
Yeah, well, I never meant to do nothing unhonest, Lonnie.
Well, I know you never have, man. I reckon a lot of folks that's patronized black markets never exactly aimed on doing nothing unhonest. But the results are just as bad. What we got to do is stamp out them dead blame black markets.
Well, how are we going to do it?
Well, it's easy if you just do it. Just recollect these two rules. Don't never pay more than ceiling price for any meat you buy. And always give full ration points for it.
I'll recollect that. Don't pay more than ceiling, give full ration points.
Yeah. Government's doing all it can, but it can't make a success out of it less than the people cooperate.
No, no. So that bear meat idea's out, then, huh?
Of course it is. For one thing, we ain't got no bear meat to sell in the first place.
All we got to do is just set traps in front of them.
Ain't you got that straight in your mind yet?
Well, I just thought it was a good idea. Well, listen, if a fella just went out hunting and caught one bear and then taken it home and ate it, well, that wouldn't be illegal, would it?
Well, no, of course not. That'd be all right.
Yeah.
Just so you never sold none of it.
No.
But you ain't going hunting, I'll tell you that right now. We got too much work to do around here. Fact is, I better get on the telephone, make a public announcement over the party line about the new Board of Trade.
I'll do that right now.
Give them the fire alarm ring. That'll get them all to the phone.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Abner, you better get out all them stock certificates so we can sell them quick as the crowd starts coming
in.
Yeah,
all right. There's something else I want to do first.
Hello, everybody. There ain't no fire. This is just Lum Edwards, the stock exchange king, making a public announcement. Today is the day of the opening of the new Pine Ridge Board of Trade. We've got an extra good stock on sale as an introductory offer, and I advise all of you to get down here and start buying before the bulls and the bears come in.
That ought to do it.
Well, much obliged, folks, and I hope to see you soon at the stock exchange. It's the chance of a lifetime for all you financials. Thank you and goodbye. Granny, that ought to get them in here by the hunters. I bound you to the inside of my
head. Watch out where you're stepping, Lum.
But what happened?
I told you to watch out.
For goodness sake, what idiot set a trap right here in the store?
Well, I doubt if the bears and bulls will swarm down upon the new Pine Ridge Board of Trade. But I have a hunch something else will, and soon. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, friends, here's just a word to those of you who are occasionally nervous and, as a result, are wakeful, jittery, and cranky. Well, Miles Nervine is made especially for you. It tends to quiet jittery nerves. Replace that strained, tense feeling with a sense of calm and relaxation. It permits refreshing sleep. In countless homes, Miles Nervine is always in the medicine cabinet. Many a young housewife, having seen the relief of Miles Nervine brought to mother or even to grandmother, puts it into her medicine cabinet for the time when it may be needed by some member of her family. Have you tried Miles Nervine? We guarantee satisfaction or your money back. So get a bottle of Miles Effervescent Nervine Tablets or Miles Liquid Nervine. If you are not entirely satisfied, return the empty bottle or package to your druggist and get your money back. Caution, use only as directed.